Hello, people. Welcome back to the show. This is episode 101. We marked the big 100 last week. Thank you guys for the support so far. You can see we're looking good today. Valentine has been pissed off all day, but it's fine now. We've let everything go.
Fair enough.
What's good, Tina? How are you doing, man? Now that you have let all the anger out, how do you feel? Really?
No, I feel better. I think we can move on now.
For those people that are wondering what this is about, don't worry. We'll discuss it in another episode. We have one lined up for it, just for him to rant. You know, at this point, we love when Valentine rants.
Fair enough. Give them what they want.
Anyway.
We're ready.
Oh, man. We know that music is a big part of the basketball culture. So this episode, we actually decided that we're going to talk about a lot about music and how it relates to the sport basketball. And one big genre that blows over every other one is hip-hop. The NBA is big on, you know, getting guys from different culture, different backgrounds and all that, but music has found a way to unify everyone, and hip-hop is that kind of thing that over the years we've noticed, from the 90s to 2000s to the 2010s, hip-hop has just been big. Rap, in fact, I can't imagine how many players, I can't remember or mention how many players have been, you know, name called on different songs. But in the long run, hip-hop also has got its good and his bad side, and those kind of things also have an impact on the basketball game and the players as well. Of late, we've seen our Oga Ja Morant in his own issues, you know, flaunting out there, poop, 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 poop. And definitely Baba was listening to some bang that booty, bang them
NBA young boy them.
Yeah, so bruh, how good or how bad is hip-hop to our wonderful sports, basketball, so far?
I mean, everything has pros and cons. I think it's a 50-50. I won't give it like a 60-40 percentage of saying maybe 60% bad and 40% good. I think it's a 50-50. There are obviously those players that would go too far with it. And I think it overall just does justice to the sport anyway. You hear the shout-outs and... Yeah. It blends very well with the game. Obviously, I've never heard a single song, for example, from NBA YoungBoy. I think I just hear his name. Yeah, then I was like, I'm not interested. And the first time I heard a song of his was from the Phoenix Suns when they were warming up. Something Nevada or something. It was what is his name? Mikal Bridges and DeAndre Payton. They were warming up and they were singing to the song. They were dancing to it. Like, I feel this song. I feel so. I went on to stream the song and like I wanted to hear, so I could feel the vibe. And you can't, in as much as you want to knock down some artists, but you can knock down some certain of their projects. It does well for our culture. But just obviously, there are always going to be one or two of us that'll take it too far. And we have seen the case there.
Yeah, that's the issue with us basketballers. At some point, we actually step over the line. There is always going to be a fine line that is drawn across the sand that we know we should not go past. But most of us, not just as athletes, but as people as well, we always try to push it a little, like, where is this line actually going to stop us from? We want to see the other side of it.
Yeah, like, I think, for basketball players, I think we forget, or not we, they, because me, I've not gotten there, but I think they tend to forget where they are, and not in the, like, the problem with basketball players that I've made it is that one of the few times, or one of the many times you see where they talk about, I'm a basketball player, the context in which they use that is always when they want to rub it in your face that I make more money and this shouldn't bother me. But take, for example, what Josh Hart said the other day in the interview, when I think he was asked by a reporter whether playing back-to-back or something makes them tired or something like that. And he had a very sincere answer that I don't think this is what's retiring, or I don't think this is tiring. Working a 9 to 5, working in a hospital, a policeman, lawyer, all that's different, those different this and those are tiring works. What we do is fun. Now, I will really love it if players took that approach to amplify their place in society as to amplify the privilege that they have in society, not rubbing in our faces that I make more money than you do. We know. Like, I don't need to know that. What I want, what I need, I think they need to speak more in light of, there are much more pressing issues. What this is just a game. In as much as the game means a lot to us, but humbly, it's still just a game. It's
Facts.
not a matter of life and death.
Yeah.
But don't come here and be telling, oh, yeah, it doesn't bother me. I make millions.
Right.
The arrogance is not going to fly.
With great power comes great responsibility, but not with them NBA boys. Let's get that out of the way. They are just the regular guys with a lot of cash. They will always flaunt it in everyone's face. And my own beat with hip hop is I'm a big rap fan. Like, I watch rap battles. In fact, before games, there was a time in 2017, we're on a road trip. Oops and read, I remember this very clearly. And my roommate, Babajide Ogunshimori, he would look at me while we're on the bus going for games, even in the room, like, would look at me like, Boboy, what are you watching? What are you listening to? Because I've always got my headphones on. I'm either listening to music or I'm watching something on YouTube or them. But every game I played during that season, before every game, I would always watch rap battles. I got big on rap battles, different kinds, from the Arsenal battles to Shoddy Aura, Charlie Clips. I was watching them back to back. Those were like my pre-game ritual. And bro, let me not lie, when I get to the courts, I'm a different animal when I get to court after those kind of.
Oh, that's very interesting. Rap does not. I barely listen to rap.
Please don't tell me you're onto R&B and them cool. Don't do
No,
that.
on the contrary, I listen to a ton of Afrobeat. That
Well,
gets me going.
that
Like that.
you've always been a madman. That is mad people that used to do Afro beats. All of us in from Guinea were all mad people.
I've always like I remember back I remember back in 2011 when I started really going into rap, started writing rap myself, listening to rap,
Wait,
understanding the
wait,
culture.
wait, wait, wait.
Ah,
We are not
no.
going. Wait. We are not going to just skip past that. Like, you did not just say it. You said you were writing. Yes, for Christ's sake, there was a video of you where you were spitting some bars. There was a video. This
Yeah.
was, no, we have to put
Yeah.
that video up somewhere. We really need to put that video up
I don't
somewhere.
even know what video you're talking about, but all I know that I used to
Let's
really go, like
go.
I used to write, I used to like all rap, and I used to really like go in, and that was the time when underground rappers were like a
Yeah,
thing. You
yeah.
know, they are the mainstream rappers. I didn't used to go for the mainstream. I went for the underground. Those times, the Tech Nines,
Yeah.
the
This
Hop
guy.
Sims, all those like guys that you doing. I used to listen to demo, but then that went on from like that was like 2011. As soon as it hit something around 2019, everything changed.
You're stuck on Afrobeats.
I could go like months without listening to a single rap song. It just didn't fancy it anymore. So Afrobeats have always been the go-to for me. But
Bruh.
I definitely fuck with you with your rap battles.
Oh,
I used to be on
see,
that.
I'm big on it. Even till date, like, I watch a lot of them. I was watching one yesterday. I think it was A-Word versus BK. And I used it to sleep. I put my headphones on and I just lay down on the bed, trying to get my groove into my sleeping mode. You can imagine someone watching battle rap to sleep. That's how
Oh
it
my
is.
goodness. Since you use battle rap to sleep, I use commentary to sleep.
Can you see this guy?
Like,
Yeah.
Palma knows this. How I used to sleep is I'll play the NBA game, because the games are always late for us. So I'll play the NBA game, usually one of those games, just like an anyhow game. I'll just play it, just be running in the background. The commentary really puts me to sleep. Like the way I sleep because of the commentary. Then I will sleep. Oh, I will now wake up. I'll
Oh
now wake up in the middle of, I'll now wake up in the middle of the night. Though, you know, the NBA app would be like, this game has ended.
my
I'm like, ah, that sleep long ago. What happened? Energy. And no, man, commentary puts me to bed proper, proper.
Can you imagine this guy?
And
Oh my
you can I
God.
imagine, what about you using
Hey,
rap battles
no.
to sleep?
See, I think one thing that actually it became a kind of culture for me. So without listening to it, I really can't get a good night's sleep. That's how fun it is. And I'm old now. Let's put it that way. So anything can put me to sleep at this point. And anything can... anything.
Don't judgment.
Who's your favorite artist at the moment? Let's talk like Afrobeat, because we're going to get into that. Afrobeat has taken a huge jump over the last few years. We saw them, Rema, Tames, and Burna Boy perform on the big stage. And right now, this is undisputed. Burna Boy is that guy. Nobody can argue with him anywhere. He's that guy.
Is.
So who is your favorite
Oh.
artist at the moment, right now? Don't scroll through your phone and check your playlist. Don't even
Who's my favorite artist? I've Man, that's a tough one. And it's not tough because I have plenty. It's just tough
that.
because like
You have to say something, Dave. You have to say it. So just that one that is on the tip of your tongue, just let it go. Let us know.
Baba Shakir. How can I forget?
Oh yeah.
Baba Shakir. How did I forget? I knew there was no, because I don't have a list in my head. I don't have like someone that I put, but I knew Asake every week. Baba Shakir every
But you
week.
know, people, a lot of
Every
people are
week.
saying that he's going with the same rhythm on every song, he's becoming
At all.
repetitive at
You know,
this
people don't
point.
know. We don't know what we want. We said that he's going with the same, whether the same beat, the same flow, the same. When he gave us yoga, what did we say?
Oh no,
Now
we
we're
bet on
like,
that one for sure. For sure.
we some of them are like, what is this? What is this? What is this? I say, wait, we're asking what is this? Say you're not the one that said that if he was doing the same. No, Baba Shakir, that one, no music inside out. Nobody comes close. Nobody comes close.
Loki, with Afrobeats and the way it has blown globally, I really want to even talk about how it is in Niger. Yes, we support our own a lot when it comes to, the Nigerian scene. But do you feel like Afrobeat will have the same impact it has that hip hop had on the NBA in our own Nigerian setting? Do you think Afrobeat will have that kind of impact?
No.
And what is the reason? Because like we jam to this music and we kind of tend. Is it because the business side of the game on our own side in Africa it has not blown to a certain level where we can encompass music and basketball and every other thing together?
No, I say no because we still want to be like the Americans, and that's where the problem is. I do not understand why. Boys just like myself, I'll talk to you like this. Once I get to the court, it's yeah, man. Why? So until we drop, no, I sincerely think that until because the Americans are not trying to mimic anyone. The Americans are not trying to be like anyone. They have their own music. And what influences some of the way they talk, some of the way they act, some of who they are the
Yeah,
music that they listen to.
true,
You know,
true.
those mis music represent themselves in them. So, like, that's them. They're not trying to be anybody else. But our problem is that, in as much as our music is so global and Afrobeat is, if not the second top genre, or at least the top five genres in the world, even at that, you still have guys that will come to the court and be speaking, yeah, man, what are you
Yeah.
saying?
The
And I
sport
think that has a
itself
lot
is
of
and is that is
it.
also, we actually watch basketball. We learned a lot of basketball from just watching the NBA. And naturally, for us to learn as humans, you have to copy up those mannerisms. You have to copy all the beats that they do, all the movements, the language, this everything. So I think that is one reason why it has always been like that. And even till date, as Afrobeat has grown big and it's the way it is, we will still tend to follow that same line till only God knows when. That's why I'm big on it. Like Afrobeat should be able to, we should find a way to actually encompass Afrobeat and our Nigerian or African system, especially when it comes to them sports. But you make a good point, man. I don't know,
Yes,
bro.
because the too much that I totally agree with, I totally agree with where you're coming from, and I understand, but I don't get it. You can talk to me like I like the old, it becomes cringe. It's so unreal. It's not authentic. You come and you're like, get the ball, man. This is, man. They're like, Ogbeni,
But you also
you
know
and I
this, it
know you
happens.
haven't.
It happens in when people just naturally just move from like Niger and they go somewhere else, like they go to the US, go to the UK, other English countries, and all of a sudden they have to develop an accent just to speak with those guys. They'll be like, Alpha, what's
See,
going on, bro?
man,
What are you doing? Cheers, man.
I totally agree. And as a matter of fact, there's only one person that so far that I really speak to in any sort of an accent, which is Paula. Now, it's funny that I say this because I don't speak with an accent to her mom.
But you speak to an accent with two. Are you sure you're
I
okay?
with her mom, I use words like Abi, no wahala, it's okay. Things that make me feel like I'm talking to Vivian or I'm talking to Vitalis. But when I'm talking to her, I don't know how to talk again. It's like,
Oh, there's a reason why.
oh,
There's a reason why. There's another reason why.
she,
There's a reason why.
there,
She's tickling your
there is
ass. That's
no,
why. That's
she's
why.
not, oh, Lord have mercy. Please, I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. But that's one thing. That's one thing I do want to change completely. Because I've always known that I wasn't going to be one of those people that it's not like I've always known, it's obvious because I didn't even grow up in Nigeria. So the fact that I could come back and I could still be down to earth, or I can still speak to you in a language that you can understand, it's obvious that it doesn't matter where I'll go, you're not going to be talking to me and you're not going to be hearing what I'm saying. It's not going to be in a situation where now I'm in the US, I'm like, oh, what public? No. If I see you are my person. We're going to communicate like people that understand each other and not in all these foreign languages. Like, that's always been me. So, like, I just don't fancy when guys do it on the court because sometimes they do it too much and it takes away from our culture. Like, why are you trying to emulate them? I understand the basketball, but let's also not act like basketball is only played in the US. Basketball is
True,
a global sport.
true, true.
So, I mean, try to just if you are here, just try to just like be authentic. Maybe when you get there and you feel like they can't understand what you are saying because of the accent that you have, then maybe you can try and switch it, but at least give yourself the benefit of the doubt for them to understand you, not outrightly discard your this thing and be like, oh yeah man, because that yeah man is the hip hop. If we don't speak like ourselves, then we're not speaking in our language, which is Afrobeat. So that Afrobeat is us being able to speak. Well, what you have Ghanaians speaking Yoruba because of the music that they're listening, because of the Afrobeat. You have Ghanaians speaking our type of pidgin because of the Afrobeat. So in that way, if we just continue to go in that, we have then we will have our own identity rather than trying to duplicate or replicate the identity of the West. Simple.
It's going to take a while, though. I really hope
A long
it
time.
we try to actually change that, but it's going to take a while. And as the game continues to be a lot more widespread across the globe, you'll get to notice that there are also different cultures that encompasses that they are trying to build or create the identity for themselves. You can see in Europe as well, the Spaniards, they are doing a lot to like stamp their foot that okay, this is who I am, apart from learning. You know, everything from the Americans. This is who I am. This is how I was built. This is my culture, and I'm going to bring it to the game.
That's true.
Now, for people that were wondering who Paola is our consultant. So, funny story.
Synagogue
We
of
got a message from Pau a few days ago. Is it a few days? I mean, a week ago. So I was
No, it's been a
chatting.
week.
Yeah, I was chatting with Pau, and she was like, she came all official with me. I'm like, who is this auntie coming all official? What's all this one? What's all this one? We've known each other for so long now. You're coming official with me. And she put in a few words there. I was like, all you need to do is to tell this Oga Tino. That's all you need to do. I'm not the Oga anymore. This is the guy leading the coup. But yeah, Paula is our consultant in regards to our social media post and all that stuff. We have to go through her for everything that comes up on our pages. So you have an idea. We'll have her on the show. In fact, at some point, we'll show the big team. We're still a small team, but we have a big team in the background. But yeah,
Yes, we do.
with hip hop, back to what we're talking about. Now, how do we help ourselves out? Because we see the younger guys picking up all these things, and we don't want every one of them to have the idea that what is said in those songs is real life. To a certain degree, basketball isn't real life because we can create an identity on the court. Like most players do. We spoke about Dylan Brooks being the bad guy to Draymond Green at the moment. We spoke about Pat Beverly and all those kind of players. They create an identity so that they can have like a footprint or an impact on the game, regardless of what it is. How are we able to break out of that mindset that, oh, yes, we love hip hop, we love rap, we love the gangsterism, we love everybody talking about guns, we are hype of it, but that is not real life. And we see a lot of kids following that trend. Like, oh, I love rap, but I'm going to also show it on the basketball courts. Are you trying? I've seen a lot of clips of guys playing pickups in what's it called, LA Fitness on YouTube. Before you know it, everybody wants to pull out a two. This one is running for his life. Everybody wants to shoot. I'm like, come on, man. The court is the court. Basketball, we can keep that on one side and we can keep our feelings. How we change, how we actually translate these things that we listen to off our activities on the court. So what do you
I'm
feel
going to
like?
start
What are
by
we going to
saying,
do, man?
I'm going to start saying with first of all, we think the things that Ja has done, I think it doesn't really hit most of us the kind of influence that these players have until you see certain things that I'm about to explain. And thank God I actually saw this for myself. Because what Ja has done, the NBA talks about it's detrimental to the league because obviously, like I said, he's the rising star of the league. He's one of the faces of the NBA. It actually is a very, 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 very bad situation. Let me explain. After that whole incident, I don't know, not too long, like a few days or something, I saw someone snap. And this is a huge Ja fan. Like, it's a huge, I'm talking down to the hair, a huge Ja fan. From nowhere, whether I was unboxing a gun or something, ha! I say from where to where. So I asked the Baba. I said, "Baba, is this one real?" Yeah, I was expecting him to say it's BB gun or maybe he wants to protect himself election season. I don't know. I know he's good and well. He's not going out to vote necessarily. Like I don't think so, because the people that really want to risk their lives. So I was like, "Ah, is this?" I actually asked him, "Is this real?" He said it's real. I just stepped back. He said it's okay. That's all I need to know. Now, that is just a tip of this huge, huge, huge iceberg. Now, imagine someone like him, because he modeled a game after Ja. Like, you just take him and he looks like Ja. He modeled himself and his game after Ja. That's the level of influence these ball players have over the masses, over their fans. So when they start bringing all these, gangster this, that, it doesn't do them. It affects not only just the business of the NBA, but it affects lives. What we don't realize that either, because I mean, I know that this guy, one way or the other, would have gotten the gun probably, but the timing.
It's just, yeah, I understand.
Like it's timing, like just this just happened. Next thing I know, you are on a snap with a gun, a live gun. I'm like, a live gun. We're not talking about in the US. In Nigeria, what are you doing with a gun? I don't understand. Like, I did not understand. I was like, okay, that's just one example. Now imagine how many other kids or how many other individuals they feel that then it is they feel justified to own a gun because Ja did what he did. Now, Shannon Sharp said something that is very important. When you start flashing guns, you're basically asking to get shot. That's all you're asking for. Because when you start flashing money, you're basically asking to
Get
get
robbed.
robbed.
Facts.
It's simple.
Facts.
As long as you, I'm not saying you won't get robbed regardless of someone, if you are targeted, or that's a different conversation altogether. But don't do things that instigate people. So this whole gangster, gangster thug hood life that some players portray, it's really, really bad. Because you have individuals who do not have, they don't have sense. They don't know themselves. Like they can't think that, okay, I really idolize this guy, but this is where I draw the
Draw the
line.
line, yeah. I
They
got
just idolize, just they carry them, they go where they don't know. They don't, they go, just they go, just they go, just they go. Like you can't, at one point, you can't sit back and be like, okay, I mean, he's my guy, but this is wrong. Even I, being one of the biggest MJ fans, watching like the documentary when it came out during COVID, or seeing some things that Jordan has done, or what he does, or his character, or his attitude in some instance, I'm like, I'm a fan, but this ain't it. Like, no, this is too much. You have to know, you have to be able to think for yourself. But the problem with this is that players do these things and they now just have these people follow them like sheep, that they don't think for themselves. Players have to understand that they have a responsibility to their followers. They have a responsibility to their fans. All these gun, hood, gangster things, they need to cut it. You can't keep portraying these things and then be shocked when you say, oh, black on black crime. Why are you shocked? But you are the one portraying, like you are promoting this thing. It makes no sense.
They
You
don't have.
can't be like, oh, gang gang, shoot them up, this, that. And the next thing you know, you're like, oh, we need to stop killing our brothers. Maybe you need to stop promoting killing our brothers in the first place. Like, I don't get the logic.
I feel you.
So, like, that's my take on it.
I feel you. Like the universe works in a very funny way. Like you said, what you ask for, what you put out there is what you ask for, and it's definitely going to come back to bite us. And now we are not throwing shots at, we are not trying to call these guys out to be like role models. They are unintentionally role models. Without, there's no way you want to look at it. As long as you're on the big screen and people watch you and emulate what you do, you're a role model. So definitely you have to watch what you do. I also have to put out the pitch to them young boys, older guys everywhere, bruh, let us have sense. All these people that you are emulating, they've made their money. Yes, emulate them, emulate the good parts. They've made their money. And not to put it around, there's always going to be good and bad for everything. Hip hop has done great for the sport. It has helped us take the
Absolutely.
status of basketball to a whole new level. Afrobeats is trying to do the same in different lengths of the game. But we just need to have sense. Sense is not far from us. The thing with a lot of people nowadays is when you see the sense and you start running away from sense, it is what pisses me off. You see sense trying to touch you, like, you know that this thing that you're about to do is wrong, but no, the ordain you wants to moonwalk away from sense. You is not saying it is crazy, bro. It is crazy because you see the same thing happening over and over again, and you begin to think, like, did you see that guy? That guy, this thing that you are doing right now is the same thing that guy did. And you guys are pals. So I beg, let make we try get sense. But with that being said, man, hip hop is great for the game, it's great for our sports, it's great for the business.
Huge.
It is, it has
It's
been,
necessary. It has
yeah.
been necessary.
Without hip hop, I don't think we would have gotten to this length of development of the game worldwide. Without music, in a big stretch. Music unifies everybody, regardless of how you want to sing. Whether you use Afrobeat, you like, you use R&B, whatever genre, everyone listens to music. So it has found a way, and it's always going to be a part of the sport. But I beg, let us always think of the business side, and let us use that business side well. Make money and not memes. Like Jayco said, other rappers make memes. Me, I make money. I know they say. It's just the truth, bro. Anyway, it's good that we've said this now. Uncle Valentine, do you have anything to say about our poll going up? Let's quickly touch that out quickly. Our
Our what?
polls going up. The polls that are up
Oh,
already.
yes.
Just a quick one.
You
Just a
know,
quick one.
good and well, that was pure publicity stunt. Purely publicity stunt. First of all, I already knew that you're going to get all the comments. Like, I already knew, but it was necessary for publicity. That's marketing. That's clout. That's how you draw clout. It's there. I'm not saying you're going to beat me because,
Going to whoop your ass.
like I said,
I'm not even being nice
this
right
is
now.
it.
I'm going to I'm my
This isn't 10 years ago. You know, the thing is that everybody in Nigeria that knows me, they were familiar with the Pitbull's Valentine. So they thought that they had seen it all. This isn't 2018.
Bruh.
Let that shit go.
Bruh, do you know
This
who I
is
am?
not the same, man.
Do you know
I
who I
know who
am?
you are.
Do you know who
I
I am?
know. See, I
You know.
absolutely know who you are. I've seen you play in person. I've seen clips. I know how you have wowed me, but at the same time, I feast off of it. No
This guy,
way.
now you drew, you know, no, you crossed the line with
No,
that
it's my bread and butter.
one.
It's my bread and
What
butter. That's where you
this
know
mean?
that it's not only your talent that will take you somewhere.
Hey,
No.
I'm going to say this. This is we are going to end this right now. We are going to set a date, and one way or the other, either we are going to travel to do it, we're going to meet on a neutral floor. One way or the other, we are going to do it. And when we get it done, IG Live, YouTube, everywhere, we are going to put this on.
It's going to have the
Bruh.
production of a movie.
No,
It's not
they
going to
don't
be
know
one
what
of
it is
those.
soon.
It's not going to be one of those, small phone camera. No. It's going to be a production movie. But in all sincerity, I think it was necessary publicity. Obviously, I know what I was doing. It's one of those things where I know that you obviously have an edge over me. There's no doubt there. You obviously have an edge over me. If I do win, it's a managed to win situation. I give
Guy.
I tell say that. But these things are necessary. That's the
Yeah,
only way we
definitely.
can. We have to take advantage of the fact that we're in the internet age. I have to take advantage of the. We have to take advantage of the fact that we are where we are, and we have to spice things up. We have to make things interesting. You know, every time. And by the way, I need more videos from you. Certainly need a video from you soon.
Don't
When I mean
worry,
soon, a few days on
we'll talk about that one later.
OBL
Let's not
thing.
give them all these things, and we'll talk about it. Calm
Oh,
down, we'll
okay.
talk about it. Don't worry, let's not give them all the gist. But for real, we'll definitely be putting up some matchups, a lot more, not just us, but some other players, and we'll try to get your views about them players and see how it goes.
Yes, we'll make it happen. Let's take flat out to the next
For
level, man.
sure.
I'm so excited because this is just the mini thing, the mini as the hot pot show is just one. The versus battle is another
Yeah,
one. We can get people talking. Let's
definitely,
grow. Let's grow.
definitely. Thank you guys for joining in. Thanks for another
Thank you very
wonderful
much.
episode, and thank you for getting us over episode 100. This is 101. Another 99 to go, and another 99 after that, another 99, and keep on going down, and that's another. So, till next time, people, stay safe.